Alright guys, welcome back here to Behind the Curtain, episode number 12. Now, since you guys were updating the community, I'm in the process of packing, getting ready to move. So, I have not done any videos this week besides the Money in Bank, which I did for you guys on Sunday. So, we're just going to put Behind the Curtain episode 12, part 1 and part 2. We're going to put them both together into one video for you guys. So, you guys get all the news and currently... We got Drew Gulak being released, was it yesterday? So we got more news than what I was going to talk about this week. So to put together into one video for you guys. Now, as far as the schedule going on into next week, so I'm still packing. I'm almost done with this house. Only thing I left is just the kitchen and then like the living room furniture. My room's all packed up. Office space in here, pretty much everything is packed up. It's just the desk here and the pictures on the wall my mom had. My room's already all done. Only thing I got to do my room now is just demount my TV and the sound bar. That's it. So far as going forward, I will try to get you guys some videos next week. Worst case scenario, I'll push it back until Friday. But I'll keep updating you guys, let you guys know how the packing process is going. As I told you guys into Sunday's video we did for Money in the Bank, I'm moving out here at the end of the month. I'll be with my brother for about 2 to 3 weeks at his house. My brother would have no problem with me doing videos at his house. So 2 to 3 weeks, I'll be doing vids at my brother's house. And after that, be moving to my house and I'll be my own schedule, people. Wake up and do your own schedule. That's the good thing about when you're moving on to your own place. You can do whatever you want. Your schedule, your time frame, unless you're working. So right now, everybody's not working. So it'll be my time frame, do whatever I want to do, what schedule I want to do for videos, whatever, freelance. So pretty much just got... next week, week after that, and 3 weeks of my brother. So like a span of 5 weeks will be a little bit sporadic for us videos, but at least I want to keep you guys at least get 2 or 3 videos a week while I'm in the process of moving till I get to my brother's house and I can do whatever I want to do there, and then like my own place, do whatever I want to do there. So as of right now, I'm gonna do Behind the Curtain episode 12. We're gonna put both parts into one. Let's get into the big news topics first, and then we hit the lighter topics we got here. But first, review Monday Night Raw. Now, as far as Monday Night Raw, again, nothing really happened on Monday Night Raw. Just like, Jesus, I missed something. Nah, bruh, nothing happened on Monday Night Raw. You guys missed nothing on Monday Night Raw. Now, as far as I'm going forward into SummerSlam, I mean, well, no, Backlash is next before SummerSlam. At this point, it should just cancel Backlash. I mean, like, it is so pointless. Just keep building towards SummerSlam, is right. Because nothing's happening, all right? So we had Edge and Randy Orton. I mean, I know Charlie Caruso, you made the mistake, with you announcing the greatest match of all time. Was it, no, what? How did she put it? How did Charlie Caruso put it? I think Charlie Caruso put it as the best match of all time, or it'll be Charlie Caruso put it'll be the best match of all time, some type of shit like that. So they brought Edge and Randy Orton back in to help the ratings. Okay, it didn't help that much. So as far as Edge and Randy Orton, you go from a last man standing match to a singles match. Does that make any sense, guys? You go from a last man standing match to a singles match. You think you'd have went reverse order? You go from a singles match at WrestleMania to a last man standing match at Backlash. But is what it is. Edge and Randy Orton, Backlash. I don't care. But let's just say it's going to be one of those matches where you're like, all right, Edge and Randy Orton, let's see if they do better in a singles match, which I think they will be. I mean, some people didn't like the last man standing match. I was just saying it was too damn long. Like, that match was so... I mean, again, if it was with fans in the WrestleMania, if you didn't go see... Go check out the WrestleMania review. I said if it was with fans, Edge and Randy Orton would have been fucking great. I mean, Shane McMahon and The Miz last year, the Falls Count Anywhere match. The Falls Count Anywhere match was, I thought that was like the second best match on WrestleMania. So if Edge and Randy Orton would have had a crowd, it would probably been one of the better matches of WrestleMania. So you got that on Monday Night Raw. The biggest news of all week. I mean, how many times on Monday Night Raw did they freaking point out Becky Lynch was freaking pregnant? Think about 15 times on Monday Night Raw, you saw Becky Lynch is pregnant. I'm like, bro, you don't have to do it every hour. I mean, it was like literally every 5 or 10 minutes, Becky Lynch is pregnant. Becky Lynch is pregnant. I'm like, bro, we got the opener with Becky Lynch being pregnant. You know, we get it. I mean, you can do one, we can do at least 3 times. You got from beginning hour to the top of the hour to the almost end of the show. Okay, you have to do it 15 freaking times with Becky Lynch being freaking pregnant. okay? First of all, shout out to Becky Lynch. I mean, bringing a child into this world, having a child is probably one of the best moments of anybody's life. I mean, you know, some people early age, like, oh, I'm pregnant, I'm scared, I'm worried, but she's at the age where, I mean, having a kid is like probably the best thing you could have at the time in her lifetime. So shout out to Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. I mean, I think this is a good, again, Becky Lynch, get some time away too. Like I said, have the fans miss you. I know Becky was still riding hot, but you know, she did lose some steam since WrestleMania because, again, it's not Becky Lynch's fault. She lost steam. It's the creator's fault. She lost steam. Now, Becky taking what? She's going to be out, probably out until, let's say, maybe next year's WrestleMania. I wouldn't expect to see Becky Lynch until maybe next year's Royal Rumble. I mean, because again, pregnant, you're going to be pregnant 6-9 months. So right now we're in what? June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, maybe February, maybe March. Or Becky will be out the whole year, which I mean, again, she deserves to take some time off. Again, Becky's probably in one of the situations like with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, aka Jon Moxley, where they were probably riding so hot, like when the last time they took a break? You know, this is a time for Becky to get away from the fans, get her break. For Seth Rollins, I mean, I think he'll continue. We saw him attack Rey Mysterio. I guess he's going to go with Seth Rollins and Rey Mysterio for Backlash. You know it is. But it's a perfect time for Becky. Get some time away. Again, the place we're in right now with this T-virus, it's best for her to be away because she is pregnant. You don't want nothing to happen to the baby. So it's perfect time for her to just take some time away, be with her family. Seth, I mean, who knows what happened to Seth? Will after Seth Rollins faces Rey Mysterio, will he take a break? Well, I won't know because, again, Daniel Bryan's in the same boat. Brie Bell's pregnant. He's still wrestling. So, I mean, as long as the baby's being safe, Becky's being safe, that's what matters the most. So, Becky's pregnant. Drew McIntyre. We don't know who Drew McIntyre's facing at Backlash. Will he even be on the card for Backlash? With news, we'll get to that, too, about Mr. Modern Day Maharaja. He's supposed to be a babyface, so I guess Jinder versus Drew is not going to happen unless they're going to turn Drew heel. But they reports that came out today, Jinder Mahal will be a babyface. So who will Drew McIntyre face for Backlash? Kevin Owens is still out with an injury, reported injury. Kevin Owens is out with a reported injury. So I don't know who Drew McIntyre is going to face, man. This is a crazy time where you don't even know who your champion is going to face. We don't even know. So Drew McIntyre, he had his whole issue with Andrade and them on Monday Night Raw. Same old. I'm over that already, bro. I'm already over Selena. They already ruined Selena Vega's faction. Street Profits and the Viking Raiders. Basketball segment. I don't say it was completely garbage, but it's just like back in the day, that's not how you would build a tag team feud. I mean, today's society, Street Profits are black. They must like basketball. You know what I'm saying? So next week, tomorrow on Monday Night Raw, this will be an axe throwing competition. We'll be getting an axe throwing competition with the Viking Raiders and Street Profits. Boy, Monday Night Raw, oh my goodness. Let's move over to AEW, AEW NXT. I didn't catch much of AEW again. I was in the process of packing, so Wednesday I was like, dude, you couldn't even find me on Wednesday. I was literally out like at 7:30, bro. Like, packing not just your stuff, you have other family members' stuff here, because again, it's just me and my sister here, but my mom moved to Chicago, but I literally have this whole office here, her bedroom back there, her bathroom, I still had my room. It's just crazy to pack almost half of the whole house. So I was like, Wednesday, I didn't see much of AEW. NXT, on the other hand, Finn Balor versus Dominic Priest. Is it Damian Priest? Damian Priest versus Finn Balor. They announced In Your House will be a pay-per-view for NXT in the next coming weeks. I mean, that card's going to look pretty good. You got Damian Priest versus Finn Balor. You got Johnny Gargano against Keith Lee. Oh my fucking God, that's going to be probably match of the night. And then you got Adam Cole still against Velveteen Dream. You got freaking Matt Riddle versus Timothy. So you had a pretty good card so far. And I guess you'll probably get Charlotte Flair versus Rhea versus Io. So In Your House is looking like a pretty good pay-per-view. As far as AEW, Jon Moxley going up against Brody Lee. I'm sold on that already. We already know we got Cody versus Lance Archer for Double or Nothing. The card on both of those shows for pay-per-views, AEW, NXT, are both looking freaking good. So I'm happy with what I'm seeing there. Now, as far as the ratings, again, I'm still surprised people are not watching wrestling, but I mean, they're, you know what I'm saying, for NXT and AEW, but again, they're on both, if they're on both separate nights, it'll be better. So let's get to SmackDown, where the most of the news will be coming from today's podcast is coming from SmackDown. All right, we have the IC tournament. We know Sami Zayn is not competing because again, he wants to be with his family. Can't blame him, that I want to be with her family, want to be safe. So they stripped Sami of the IC title. So we had Drew Gulak versus Daniel Bryan, which I was like, when that happened, I was like, yo, why are they giving us Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak in the first round? Wouldn't that be like a semifinals match, thing like that? Wouldn't that be a semifinals match? Lo and behold, we get news coming out today. No, it was yesterday news. It was yesterday news, but I woke up to it today. WWE and Drew Gulak parted ways. Now, they couldn't come to an agreement on a contract extension. Drew Gulak wanted more money. WWE said, we're not willing to pay you more money than we're offering you. So, what's going on? So, they ended up parting ways. Now, am I upset? No, of course not. If I'm a wrestler and I think I'm worth more than what you're giving me, I would love to know the numbers. I would love to know the number that they gave Drew Gulak so I could like be like, that's fair or that's not fair. Now, what did I think they probably gave Drew Gulak? I bet you they probably gave Drew maybe, let's say, if they were offering the Revival $1 million and they offered Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson almost $750,000, I'd say they probably were offering Drew maybe $650,000 maybe. If maybe I'm pushing, I'm probably pushing $650,000. Maybe let's say they offered Drew Gulak $550,000. All right, if I'm Drew Gulak and you offer me $550,000, probably, and you offer Anderson and Gallows $750,000, wouldn't you feel some type of weight? And you've been working with Daniel Bryan, who's one of the top guys in the company. Yo, this is just crazy. It's echoing because this office is so empty now. I got like this loud echo. Wouldn't you feel some type of weight? So if I'm Drew Gulak, I think, yeah, I'm worth more money. I'm with Daniel Bryan now, you know what I'm saying? And you're one of the best wrestlers in the world. You're one of the best wrestlers in the world, and you're offering me. I mean, I wouldn't blame Drew Gulak. So now that Drew Gulak is gone, and there's no compete clause too. So he doesn't have a compete clause in his contract. So he's free to go work whenever he wants to go work. Now, AEW situation again, they have a bunch of people. You got Leo Rush out there, Drew Gulak, Anderson and Gallows. Who else is out there? Eric Rowan's out there. You got some women's wrestlers out there. Ty Nara's out there. You have Dana Perrazzo's out there. So they got some talent to pick from. AEW has talent to pick from. So if I'm AEW, I'm still Leo Rush. We'll get to Leo Rush and Mark Henry. This is one of the topics today. But we got Leo Rush. If I'm AEW, I'm going for Leo Rush. I mean, or you know, if they would pair Eric Rowan back with Luke Harper, that'd be so funny. But if I'm AEW, Leo Rush, Dana Perrazzo, more women's talent, and Drew Gulak would be my top. I mean, if you want to bring in Anderson and Gallows, I mean, you can bring Anderson and Gallows in. I mean, but they have the litter to pick from. Like, AEW has a big, huge litter to pick from. And it'd probably be more people would get released again. Oh, also, we have Rusev. I forgot to mention Rusev. Rusev's out there, too. You can bring Rusev in, too. You go ahead and bring Rusev in, too. So, there's a lot of talent to pick from. So, as far as Drew Gulak being released, again, until he was paired with Daniel Bryan, which, again, Daniel Bryan vouched to be paired with Drew Gulak, he was not being used. So if I'm at the point right now where, hey, you're not using me, then you start to use me, and then you don't want to agree to my terms, which, I mean, Vince McMahon has a right to be like, yo, bro, I'm not giving you $750,000. If that, because again, that's what Anderson Gallows got, $750,000. I'm going off the number that he probably was offered $550,000. I'm just saying he would be offered $550,000. I'm like, yeah, I want $750,000. Pay me or don't pay me, I'll walk. So Drew Gulak is gone. Far as SmackDown, overall, I mean, gosh, listen, Baron Corbin versus Elias. If I have to see that match anymore going forward to next year, please, I don't want to see that match ever again. Dana Brooke beating Naomi, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is. Bray Wyatt was not on TV this week. We had Braun Strowman and Otis team together. Bro, I swear, I think Manny's... Yeah, at this point, I don't know if they're going to turn Mandy, but I still believe that Dolph Ziggler will somehow get the briefcase from Otis. I think there'll be a way we'll get the briefcase. So we had Otis team with Braun Strowman. Yeah, against Miz and Morrison. Woo, what a main event. What a riveting main event, guys. Then we had, what else did we have on SmackDown? Shit, I'm trying to think. Oh, Sonya Deville cut another fantastic promo. this girl is, dude, Sonya becoming one of my favorite women's wrestlers, period. Because again, her mic work is just like, wow, bro, like a breath of fresh air. She's great. Dolph Ziggler being paired with Sonya Deville, see where it goes. Which I don't think it'll probably go anywhere because again, you know, Vince ruins everything. So I'm still thinking Dolph Ziggler will somehow get the briefcase. Like again, Otis got Mandy Rose. That was his main goal, was to get Mandy Rose. He got Mandy Rose. So I'm telling you, Dolph Ziggler will get the briefcase some way, somehow. Now they'll be fighting next week. So it'll be Ziggler and Sonya versus Mandy. Why are you not saving this until Backlash? The stuff just irks me with Vince, man. It irks me. So next week is Otis and Mandy versus Sonya and Dolph Ziggler in a mixed gender tag match. Now, why not save it for Backlash? Backlash is in 3 weeks. Why not? I just don't get this, man. So that's happening next week. Charlotte Flair was on all three brands this week. We'll get into this brand extension. Well, not the brand extension, but this... whatever the freak is called. We'll get to that in a second. That's the main topic today. But we had the Queen on SmackDown. Listen here. Can't wait to get my chair back. So I know not everybody liked, again, oversaturation. I get it. Charlotte Flair is the NXT Women's Champion. If it was me, she would just be on NXT. Like, she wanted to wrestle for the belt. She should be on... hold on a second, guys. Okay. She wanted to wrestle for the NXT title. She won NXT title. You should be on that brand that you're the champion of. I get that part too with you guys. Now, as far as Charlotte being on Monday Night Raw, I don't know why. Even if she was drafted to Monday Night Raw, she's an NXT champion. She should be on NXT. Raw is going to be dominated by Asuka now. Asuka's the Raw Women's Champion. You have Shayna Baszler. Okay, that's Raw. Charlotte Flair is not going to enhance Monday Night Raw because she's the NXT champion. She will not be wrestling for Asuka's belt. So that doesn't matter, okay? She shouldn't be on Monday Night Raw. Now, as far as her being on SmackDown, okay, I don't know why she's on SmackDown. I agree with Bayley there. Why is she on SmackDown, okay? Now, I thought what she did with Sasha Banks and Bayley, I liked it. I know people out there are like, oh, you're interjecting Charlotte into this feud. Why are you doing that? Why can't Sasha just choose for herself instead of making Charlotte Flair make Sasha think differently? Just let Sasha choose her own self. I get that too. But I actually liked Charlotte's mic work on Friday. I liked Charlotte's mic work. I liked it. So we'll see where that goes, because next week we got Bayley versus Charlotte on SmackDown. I think that's everything that would happen on SmackDown. I don't think there's anything else that was ill-important that I need to address with you guys on SmackDown. Okay? Let's get to the news, people! That was a long-winded intro. I know, guys. It was a long-winded intro. Let's get to the news. Now, this stupid-ass rule that Vince McMahon's coming up with, because, again, they don't know how to create new stars. Your ratings are fucking tanking. You don't know how to create new stars. Boy, I cannot wait to get a new desk either. This is like literally like a placeholder until we get this stuff. So let's get to this freaking news from the week. Alright, guys. So, this stupid news, not you, Siri. I'm not asking for you. Get the freak off here. Now, let's get to this news. I think this was brought up last week. I think, no. It was brought up on Monday Night Raw. My bad, guys. It was brought up on Monday Night Raw. The brand to brand invitational. Why? Now, I think I told you these guys a million times, just like JD's told you guys too. Okay, just like JD told you guys too, there should be one women's title, there should have been one set of tag team titles. They float between each show. For example, Asuka, Raw Women's Champion, would just be the women's champion. She could go to SmackDown, face Bayley, go back to Raw. Go back to Raw and face Shayna Baszler at a pay-per-view. Let's just say number contender Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks versus Asuka at Backlash. Oh my God, that makes sense, right? The Street Profits, Monday Night Raw Tag Team Champions, would just be the Tag Team Champions. Street Profits versus the Usos. Street Profits versus Forgotten Sons. Street Profits versus the Viking Raiders. Street Profits versus Miz and Morrison. You don't have that much talent to be having two sets of belts. You don't. Now, the brand-to-brand invitational. Baron Corbin versus Drew McIntyre. As a main event, Baron Corbin versus Drew McIntyre as a main event. That's a way to get ratings, right, Vince? Okay, if you're going to be doing brand-to-brand invitational, why would you not done... Who's even available on SmackDown? Jeff Hardy versus Drew McIntyre. That piques my interest. Or Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus, who's been undefeated since coming back. That piques my interest. Drew McIntyre versus Bray Wyatt. That piques my interest. Of all the people you could use on SmackDown, Baron Corbin. That doesn't pique my interest, Vince. All right? And then they said the rules the rules were stated. You could only be on the other person's show up to, I think it said 3 or 4 times. I'll go with 4. You are only allowed to be on the other person's show up to 4 times throughout the year. So you already have used Charlotte Flair on SmackDown 1 time. So that means she has 3 more times to be on SmackDown throughout the whole year. And we know they're not going to stick to that bullshit. We know that. So Baron Corbin would be on Monday Night Raw already, Monday, be his first time. So he has 3 more times to be on Monday Night Raw. We know they're not going to stick to that. They won't stick to that. So that's their freaking way to help the ratings. Far as you know, guys, SmackDown ratings were not, they didn't change. They stayed the same. So as Miss, woo, that was a good woo. As Miss Charlotte Flair said that she boosts ratings. Queen, you know I love you, Charlotte Flair, but you're not boosting NXT ratings. You had the lowest NXT rating segment 2 weeks ago. Okay, of that night. So, Charlotte, I love you, girl. Please just stay at NXT. But we got you versus Bayley next week. So this invitational crap needs to stop. You need to build new stars. If you can't build new stars, find somebody that can do that. Okay? Because you're wasting people's time. Baron Corbin versus Drew McIntyre is not going to help Monday Night Raw's ratings. It will not help Monday Night ratings for having Baron Corbin versus Drew McIntyre. Matter of fact, when that match does happen, and I guarantee you it won't be the main event, because Vince knows we're not going to stay up to watch Baron Corbin versus Drew McIntyre. That will not be the main event. It'll be something else. It'll probably be Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks. I guarantee you watch. They probably will announce Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks for Monday Night Raw. Probably. Watch it, people. So it'll be something like that will probably be the main event. It will not be your WWE champion. It will not be the main event. I guarantee you, people. Baron Corbin versus Drew McIntyre will not be the main event of Monday Night Raw. So have this invitational rule. It's stupid. Build new stars. The reason why your ratings are sucking is because you don't have new stars. And when you do have new stars, you're not pushing them properly. AKA Shayna Baszler. She should have been the Raw Women's Champion. I love Asuka. I love Asuka. Vince is getting behind Asuka. We know that. But for Shayna Baszler, now, we don't know when Becky was pregnant. I mean, it was just probably announced, I think it was announced like a week ago. No, it was like 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, the news came out. Well, it didn't come out, but like 2 weeks ago, Becky already found out she was pregnant. That's why she wasn't on TV the last couple weeks, because she was pregnant. But Becky was supposed to, again, this is not Becky's fault. This is the T-Virus' fault. Because remember I told you guys, what was it, about 2 months ago, Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins were going to take time off TV after WrestleMania. But the whole T-Virus thing went in effect, and you're like, damn it, I guess we can't put the belt on Shayna Baszler. And yes, you can. You could have put the belt on Shayna Baszler and still gave Becky Lynch her time off that she requested. But because of the T-Virus, oh, we got to keep Becky Lynch on TV. We need ratings. We need ratings. There's no crowd. We need ratings. We need ratings. If you push people who are new, now, if I'm like my sister, she's a casual viewer. She's been listening to my wrestling podcast. She's like, oh, this person sounds interesting. Let me check this out. Shayna Baszler looks like a badass, fights like a badass. That's interesting, to my sister said. So if you're pushing Shayna Baszler, not just my sister who's a casual viewer, you know, push new stars. People are tired of seeing the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old people every week. You know, push new people. But for you having this invitational is garbage. It's garbage. We know they're going to break the rules. Look, I guarantee you when SummerSlam comes across, They're gonna break all the rules. The rules will be gone. It'll be like, you can come on my show whenever you feel like. It will be gone. I guarantee you, it's a stupid idea. If you want to, end the brand split. End the brand split, and let everybody be on everybody's show. End the brand split, like everybody else said. End it. Go back to single belts. For example, cut off the Universal Championship. That thing is garbage, okay? Cut out the SmackDown Women's title and bring back this regular Women's Championship. That's all you need to do. Cut out the SmackDown Tag Team titles and bring back the WWE Tag Team titles, but not the crappy ones. The New Day was wearing those crappy titles. Bring back, remember the SmackDown ones? People when Eddie and Chavo were SmackDown champions? Bring back something like that. Those SmackDown titles may have been one of the best tag team titles ever invented. Go back. I think also when Shelton Benjamin, Charlie Haas were champions, those belts were beautiful. Bring back that. End the brand split. If you want to boost ratings, end the brand split. Just have everybody on everybody's show. Now, again, you could say, well, that means Akira Tozawa, Humberto won't be on TV. Okay, whose fault is that? That's not my fault. Put them in NXT. That's the same thing I did with my video games. Again, people who you know you're not going to use, just put them in NXT and still pay them. For example, Humberto versus Finn Balor. You think that wouldn't be a great match for NXT? Same thing with Finn Balor. You're not using Finn Balor on SmackDown on that Raw. Him back at NXT, he's a fucking god. You know? Okay? People who you're not using, just put them back at NXT and still pay them their salary. Because it's your own fault for not building up new stars that you have to have the brand-to-brand invitational. It's your own fault. Again, probably when you get the SummerSlam, they'll break all the rules anyways. So, my little rant on that invitational right there for you guys. We got that fire for you guys right there. So, let's get to the next news. Leo Rush and Mark Henry. Boy, oh boy, have Leo Rush and Mark Henry been going... Listen, I'm not the hugest fan of people bringing down other people. Again, everybody's opinions is everybody's opinion. Now, as far as Leo Rush, do I agree with what he said? Well, we're about to bring it to tweet. I'm trying to get to my Twitter. Again, Twitter, Instagram. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Spotify, Anchor, TikTok. I still have not made a TikTok. I mean, I have not made a TikTok video, but my TikTok is just the King Ellie Show. So you can find me on TikTok, just the King Ellie Show. So I'm trying to get to my profile so I can retweet it out Sean Rossap's tweet. He tweeted it out like literally an hour ago. Oh, here it is. Since it doesn't want to go to my Twitter, let me just go back to Sean Rossap's video. Now, the whole situation pretty much... One second. The whole situation pretty much is this. Leo Rush came out on Twitter, which... Well, let's read the tweets and I give you guys my opinions. This... Oh, my gosh. I don't want to add. I'm trying to get to the tweets for my fans, people. I'm trying to get to the tweets for my fans. Can you let me get to the tweets? Thank you. God dang. All right, people. So, pretty much, Mark Henry was about to sue Leo Rush for public defaming. Okay? So, pretty much, Leo Rush came out. Here's a tweet. Again, if you want to read the tweets, just go to Fightful. My man Sean Rossap has his... Fightful.com, and you can look up the article. It's up there. So Leo Rush came out on May 14th. This was his tweet. Sorry, guys, but I've been holding my breath for way too long. People like this need to get called out. It's sickening. It's disappointing. It's extremely discouraging. I love my fans, and I pray that one day in the future, this state of this kind of matter will progress. So Mark Henry had tweeted out before about people calling out, oh, black people don't get the same opportunity in the company. We've known that since what, people? I mean, every wrestling fan knows that black people don't get the same opportunities, but, we've known that for how long? Like, listen, I know people want to express their feelings. Leo Rush is not going from the company, so he can express his feelings, but let's be honest, people. Besides Kofi Kingston winning, what, last year WrestleMania, name the last time that a black champion has been a WWE champion. Now, everybody says, oh, The Rock. Listen, The Rock is freaking half Samoan, people. So The Rock is half Samoan and his dad is black too. But besides The Rock, Kofi Kingston, we're talking about the WWE Championship. Now, if you want to call the World Championship, listen, we all knew, even when Booker T was a World Champion, what was the more important title? What John Cena was holding was a more important title. Because you remember when John Cena faced Booker T, and I forgot, who else was it? Whoever the ECW champion was. We know who won the match, it was John Cena. Booker T, as a world champion, was not a serious champion. Now, his King Booker gimmick was fucking fire. I love King Booker, but we all know this. Besides The Rock and Kofi Kingston, name a black WWE champion. It's hard. So, to me, the way Vince McMahon looks at this, and I always said this, people, you gotta be, A, entertaining. Look at Asuka now. Look at Otis. Entertaining. Have the look. Braun Strowman, but wasn't used properly. Drew McIntyre wasn't used properly. The look, though. Entertaining. Look. Mic skills. CM Punk. Mic skills. The Rock. Mic skills. Stone Cold. Mic skills. Triple H. Mic skills. Kurt Angle. Mic skills. See? That's what Vince is looking for. Mic skills. The look. Entertaining. Everybody's like, oh, look at, perfect example, Cesaro. Has a look. Is he entertaining Vince McMahon? Mic skills. See, he's got one out of three. You need all three. You need all three to be locked in on Vince McMahon. Entertaining, mic skills, the look. The Rock, all three. Kofi Kingston, two. You know what I'm saying? Kofi cracked it because he had two. You need to at least have two of those skills to be in that boat. Now, Lio Rush, mic skills, watches TikTok, entertaining, missing the look. Now, if you want to say Lio Rush got on the bad foot for when his tweet, I forgot, was it for Natalia or somebody that he tweeted out? I think it was like Natalia, and he got into hot shit. He got into hot shit. So then Lio Rush was pretty much a doom from the beginning because he got into hot shit. So again, people, it is what it is. I mean, the Mark Henry and Lio Rush is not going to... I mean, Mark Henry, you're going to sue Lio Rush because he's defaming you? Come on, bro. Grow up. We're all in the same boat. Lio Rush is speaking his mind, man. Okay, he's not with the company anymore. Yeah, you can say Mark Henry, you say Lio Rush's job last year, but he's not in the company anymore. Let Lio express his feelings. Let us express his feelings. It's true, Mark. You are a world champion, but we all knew what? When you faced John Cena for the WWE title, after you cut that great fake retirement promo, what happened after that, Mark Henry? Yeah, so, and everybody, even I was rooting to say, Mark Henry needs to beat John Cena at the pay-per-view for the belt. That was fantastic when he did the Monday Night Raw. What happened, Mark? If that feud had happened to AEW, you would have been the WWE champion, Mark Henry. You would have been the WWE champion, but because it was in WWE, and we know John Cena still is the face of the company. You're not beating John Cena. But if it was an AEW, you would have been the champion. And that's facts. So, I mean, at this end of the day, Lio Rush and Mark Henry, just grew up, bro. Lio's right. If you can ask any person who's a wrestling fan, name a black WWE champion besides Kofi Kingston and The Rock. Since WWE's been in business, name another black champion. Again, the World Heavyweight Championship does not count because we know what the real belt was. That was the WWE Championship. Now, as far as that, guys, I really don't have anything else. Again, it was Becky's news, Drew Gulak was released, review of this week, Mark Henry and Lio Rush, and then the brand-to-brand bullshit. That's really it, guys. So, again, update for you guys. I'm still packing this week. I'll try to get back and do some reaction videos. That's a set schedule while I'm still living at this current house. Because, again, I'm literally all done packing, except for the kitchen. The kitchen's all I have left to pack. So that's what took up mostly of my time this week. I was trying to get everything. Because again, I never want to be a late packer. Again, even though I'm moving in 2 weeks, you never want to wake up the day before and like, shit, I got to pack up the fucking office, the room, the kitchen. You always want to get ahead of time because you never know. Something could happen where, for example, where I get sick and like, dude, I can't move out of bed or some shit. And you're like, damn, got to do all this packing. So it's always be prepared than not be prepared because you never know what could happen. So like next week, for example, I just had to do the kitchen. After the kitchen, the final week I'm living here, I can literally put out videos because I have nothing else to do while I'm packing. So I'll try to do some more videos for you guys this week. I'm going to go ahead and now get these the podcasts from last week and this week up on Anchor and Spotify because I didn't do that for you guys last week. So, excuse me guys, so I'm going to try and do that rest of today, get this up on YouTube and also get the other videos up on Spotify and Anchor from last week's Behind the Curve. So that's my main goal. And then after that, I'll be free when I get to my brother's house. So I can get back to doing videos consistently. And then there's 2 weeks there. And then I close my house. And I have my own house. Have my own office space. Can literally, when I do move to my house, I plan on probably doing my reaction videos. I don't know if I'm gonna do it for my couch area, because I'll have like literally have my, I'll have like a whole living room where I have the couch and everything. We'll do more chats when I do move in the house, where like you guys want to see like where should I adjust to, how you want the setup. So we can do all that when I do a walkthrough of the house with you guys. So forget to like the video, guys. Comment down below. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Spotify, Anchor. The King Ellie Show is on TikTok. Just search The King Ellie Show. I'll catch you guys back here next week. You'll get something next week. At least you know that. But I want to get back to a set schedule. We have a set schedule. So I'll catch you guys back here next week.